Friends, stand your ground. Shortly, the push from darkness will increase in all efforts to drive the faithful yet unsteady, unsure parts of the body of Christ backwards and down. Stand your ground. You have within you, by the blood of Jesus, you have the power to be firm in your faith in God. In Matthew 7:25, the phrase, "did not fall," is used in reference to a house which was pounded by wind and sea, yet was not moved from its place of surety. The word "fall" means to be moved from its place, to fail. But more importantly in this case, again, Jesus used two additional words, "did not," meaning to not be moved from its place of sure-footedness. When someone insists you're being unkind because you adhere to God's preferences and standards, it's not unkind. It's the word of the Lord. Their hope is you will be more reasonable, meaning to shift your stance and allow a little miss-the-mark thinking into your reasoning. What the Lord says is the truth, and sure, we may have a problem with our presentation, yet still, stand your ground. 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, "Therefore let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall." In this instance, the word "fall" is used in the sense of being shifted from the ground of surety. The word "stand" is the opposite of the word "fall." Stand literally means to be firm and unmovable in your position of faith. Stand your ground. If what you do is the right thing to do, and you know it's the right thing to do according to God above all others, stand your ground. Ephesians 6, 13-14. "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the day of evil, and having done all, to stand, stand firm, stand therefore." When your voice trembles to tell the truth, tell it anyway. When you're gripped with fear and your knees are knocking, stand therefore. Therefore means as a result of and consequently. Remember, anytime you see the word "therefore" in Scripture, we have to read the verses before and after to grasp the context. In Ephesians 6, 13-14, Paul is declaring a great encouragement, meaning when the powers of darkness are pounding on your ethics and principles, the wind and rain are beating on the metaphorical door of your morals and confidence. As a result of the power of the blood of Jesus, stand firm and don't give an inch. And when you've stood all you could stand, then find your courage and stand firm. Stand your ground. Never allow yourself to take a passive position of reclining in repose, as if to say, "Well, when the storm is over and we've reached a happy medium, them giving a little and me giving a little, maybe they'll stop hating me so much and we'll all get along a lot better." There is no negotiation in standing your ground. The word of the Lord is more sure than tomorrow. And don't you dare go giving some of your moral righteousness away in order to be able to sing "Kumbaya" around the campfire with hell. Darkness only appears to want to get along, but truly, no, they do not. The intent of the devil is for you to completely capitulate in your faith, even though right now it may appear everyone wants to just get along. But it's the truth. The heart of hell is fully set against the Lord and you. Stand your ground. I think we should all take note that standing your ground does not mean all things go well. In fact, standing your ground may mean suffering unkind circumstances. Choosing integrity over capitulation to the morals, ethics, and principles of a society who has rejected Christ may very well lead to suffering on some level. So, which is more important, getting along or confirming the name of the Lord? That's a choice we have to make. Is getting along with darkness and avoiding any conflict more important than our covenant relationship with God? When and if we are routinely mocked, marginalized, minimized, denigrated, and attacked for our faith, the Bible clearly tells us that persecution against the church is a sign of the end times. Matthew 24:9. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. This is not merely about family values and Western civilization. It's about a direct challenge to the Word of God and straight-up defiance to the Lord. I like what Russell Moore said.
The Supreme Court can do many things, and the biased news media and the roar of public opinion can rant and rave till their head hurts and they are hoarse. But no matter how they cut it, they cannot get Jesus back in the tomb. Jesus of Nazareth, the Lamb of God, is still alive and is still calling mankind to repent and return to the Lord and His kingdom.
God is relentless. When the authorities told Daniel he could no longer pray, though under the threat of death, he prayed even more. When they beat Paul and told him to shut his mouth, he stood his ground in Christ with renewed vigor, declaring Christ crucified, resurrected from the dead, never to die again. When Polycarp was burned at the stake for his faith in Christ, he declared the goodness of God to his dying breath. The fact is, the church often thrives when it is in sharp contrast to the cultures around it. There are books filled to bursting with Christians who are amazing examples of courage and faith, and we ought to follow their leadership. Stand your ground, friends. Stand your ground. What do you think? Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.